You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
To understand the distinction.
Wire. Finally on The Wire today, the government has confirmed the establishment of a four-member ministerial advisory group to investigate the establishment of a public media funding commission. The Labour government has placed public broadcasting as a top priority for them this term, especially when it comes to how public media is funded. Minister Claire Curran says a well-resourced public media is necessary to tell our stories and inform our democracy, and that she wants to be sure we have the right framework for a resilient and sustainable New Zealand broadcasting system. Earlier, I spoke to the minister about the new advisory group and the state of public media.
You've announced the formation of the Public Media Advisory Group. What is the purpose of this group?
We promised before the election to establish a Public Media Funding Commission. Ultimately, it's about overseeing funding and support investigative journalism. This advisory group that has been established is an interim body. It'll do a number of things. It's the first step, really, in realising the new government's broadcasting strategy, which is to strengthen the whole public interest, non-commercial media sector, which we think has been severely underfunded for a long time.
And how will this group work exactly in practice?
Well, as I said, it's an interim group. It's got a couple of jobs, main jobs, and it will be, and one of those jobs is to look at whether it should be a more permanent entity. We'll be asking the group, it hasn't met yet, meets this week, to come back to me sort of mid-year around whether or not it thinks it should be a more permanent body and what form that should take, and also to look at the provision of sustainable long-term funding for public media. Because ultimately, and one of the points of this group, should it become permanent, is to create more distance between the government of the day, whoever that is, now and in the future, and the media, and particularly the publicly funded media. And it's a new model, it's different to anything actually that exists to date. It's sort of taking public media to a new level. We're saying there needs to be less government interference in how the public money is spent, so creating this new entity in between the government and the public media entities is actually quite important.
Who is on the group?
There's four members on the group, chaired is by Michael Stiasny, a fairly well-known Auckland businessman. Sandy Beattie, who is the former Deputy State Services Commissioner, so she's got a lot of understanding in how government entities work and how, you know, in the best way that that happens. And then two people from the media sector who have worked in the media sector, Josh Easby and Irene Gardner, so that's radio and television experience.
What funding options do you think need to be explored in regards to public broadcasting?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Certainly will be one of the tasks for the committee is to look at to make recommendations to government on what sustainable funding for public media sector looks like. I think we start from a low base. New Zealand's got almost the lowest in the OECD of funding per head of population in public media, non-commercial public media. We're the only country in the OECD that doesn't have a publicly funded non-commercial television station. So we've got a low base, we've decided as government that this is an area where government can have an impact, and that it will benefit the whole of the media sector generally. So I'm waiting for, you know, I can't preempt what the committee will advise government on.
What do you think are the main pressures on public media at the moment?
There's a lot of public pressure for more public media, and that's, you know, from a regional perspective, you know, currently we've got RNZ. It's a well-respected, highly valued entity. It's moved from being just radio to digital with a little bit of television content for Checkpoint, which isn't of a high production value standard. There's a lot of a sense that we need more. We need to be able to cover the whole of the country and reflect, from a regional perspective, more stories, more sense of, who we are and what we're doing in different parts of New Zealand. There's a lack of investment in children's media, Pacifica, people with disabilities who find it hard to access media if they're hearing disabled or visually disabled, the levels of captioning. Those sorts of things. This is actually about reflecting our culture, telling our stories, and making sure that all of our population is represented.
Now, what's the latest on RNZ Plus? Is that still on the table?
Oh, yes. So moving in that direction. This is, as I've said, the appointment of this advisory committee is an interim committee. It's got a couple of jobs, and it's the first step towards realising the government's strategy that we laid out before the election on public media, so very much so. This isn't just about RNZ though, it's also about New Zealand On Air and the funding it receives, looking at that as well, because that funding, which is public, is taxpayers' money, goes on to programming on other broadcasting entities and other media entities. So that's pretty important as well. So you can't talk about RNZ Plus without talking about NZ On Air.
As a Minister of Broadcasting, what are you hoping to achieve this term?
Well, certainly to put media and the sustainability of our media ecosystem give that a much higher value. Whenever I talk about the importance of media, the fourth estate, I talk about the importance of democracy, because a thriving democracy can't really be a thriving democracy without a healthy media ecosystem. So I think it's just to make sure that that government is investing in the best possible way where it can, and to ensure that we're looking right across the media sector to ensure that any government levers that there are can be used most effectively to ensure that our media is thriving. There's been a lot of disruption, technological disruption over the last 5 to 10 years, and I think that's had a major impact on the media. So, I think it's a pretty laudable goal for a new government to come in and say that, the media that holds it to account is important, and that we want to invest in it. So I guess that's where what our goals and objectives are.
Just one more question. When can we expect some outcomes from the Public Media Advisory Group?
Well, as I said, I'll be seeking advice mid-year around whether there should be a more permanent arrangement, and that may involve legislative change. So I would be wanting some outcomes on that before the end of this year. And as for any other outcomes, we're currently in a budget environment, so I can't really talk about that at the moment, but watch this space.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.